Hey, everyone has the same 24 hours in a day, but why is it that most of the population seems to accomplish less productivity daily and has a hard time finishing their to-do list and accomplishing their goals and their dreams? Well, it's because there are too many distractions and not enough intention. If you're feeling stuck in life while facing distractions and lacking productivity, here on the Affirming Power podcast, I'm going to be sharing fail-safe methods of how to avoid distraction in four easy ways so that you can increase your daily productivity and reach those life goals and begin to see the fruits of your labor. So if you're ready to find out what it is, stay tuned because we're about to get started. Hey, I want to thank you so much for stopping in on the Affirming Power podcast. I'm Crystal Benford, your host. And honey, we are about to dive into what these distractions are, child, and be overcomers, honey. Because if you work from home, you know the distractions are real. Whether it's you being focused on what to do around the house that needs to be done, or you just want to sit and chill, watch an episode that turns into binge watching, and before you know it, your whole day is blown and you haven't got anything done. So we are going to talk about how to avoid this, or if you've been going through this, how to come out of it. But before we get into the good of this information, I need you to please subscribe and follow if you're listening on your favorite podcast platform, and definitely like and share because I want to make sure all this good information is getting out to as many people as possible. So help your girl out. And anytime during any of these episodes that you are listening to, I want you to comment. Why do I want you to comment? Not only because it helps me in the algorithms, but I want you to comment because I really want to know what you think on the topic as well. One more thing before we get into it. If you have not grabbed my book, Avoiding the Self-Sabotage Trap, talking about 10 different horrible traits to overcome, you want to grab that at www.avoidselfsabotage.com. You can get the ebook or the physical book. It's up to you, but I'm telling you, you don't want to miss this. If you're struggling or have struggled with imposter syndrome, fear of failure, fear of success, self-doubt, any of these things, you want to get that book because it's going to walk you step by step how to overcome each one of those so that you can live a fulfilled life, a life that is complete and a life that is successful in every area. So again, that's www.avoidselfsabotage.com. Now let's get into these distractions. These distractions are so real, and we're going to talk about what these distractions do, how they pull us away from purpose. Pull us away from purpose, honey, I like that. How they pull us away from purpose and how they just they don't do anything good for us. I mean, nothing at all. There's nothing good that comes out of a distraction. Okay, so first, let's talk about what is a distraction. So I like to pull up the definitions because we talking about these words, we need to know exactly what these words mean. So the definition of distractions is, or a distraction, is a thing that prevents someone from giving full attention to something else. Okay, that's what a distraction is. So what would that something else be for you? That something else is your purpose. That something else is your success. That something else is your wealth. That something else are your wins. That's what distraction does. Distraction is taking your attention off of what you need to be doing to be successful in life or in a particular area. And it's just keeping you focused on something that is menial or something that doesn't even matter at all. It's not going to do anything for your life. And maybe in some distractions, it may be feeling like a temporary fix, but honey, it is not going to propel you to the place that you desire to be or that God wants you to be. So let's talk about how distractions impact us. Ooh, how do distractions impact us? So we already learned the definition that it takes our full attention off of one thing and puts it on another thing. Okay, so let's talk about how it impacts us. So number one, it takes our focus off of what we should be doing. As the definition said, it takes our focus off of what we should be doing. So if you are working on a project for yourself, like you're about to launch a book, a business, a ministry, you're about to launch a new product or service, whatever, you know, or you're at work, you know, you're working for somebody and you have a project that's coming up that you need to complete, then guess what that's doing? Those distractions are going to take your focus off of those little things that is going to prepare you to launch or to finish the big thing, which is that goal, dream, or desire. That's how a distraction will impact you. Another thing is it steals time. Now, if you have listened to me any amount of time, honey, you have heard me say that time is one of the most, because I think the mind is one of the most valuable things, but your time is really the second most, if not parallel to your mindset, you know, is another valuable thing. Why is it a valuable thing? Because you can never get your time back. I mean, just think of it. Have you ever said to yourself, if I would have known what I know now, if I could just go back in time and tell my younger self or redo this mistake or whatever, time you cannot get back. This is something that we do not want to give away for nothing. Okay. We want to make sure that we are using our time adequately. We want to make sure that we are focused on what we do in our time. We're going to keep getting older and older and older, and eventually our time is up. So can you imagine spending your time on things that does nothing for you, that does nothing for your family? It serves no one. It doesn't serve you. And then before you know it, you're looking at all these distractions, or you're focused on all these distractions. And before you know it, nothing is done. Nothing is done. You haven't accomplished anything. And then what did you get out of those distractions? Temporary fulfillment, or what seems like, it's not even fulfilling, but it seems like temporary fulfillment or enjoyment, but you got nothing out of it, nothing long term, nothing that's going to turn into purpose, nothing that's turning into prosperity. Okay, so pay attention to your time. Do not allow your time to be sucked up by distractions, because that's exactly what distraction does. And that's how it impacts us, is by sucking up that time when we could be focusing on something that is going to serve our purpose, our higher good, and serve others. Another way distraction impacts us, it keeps us from finishing tasks. So that's those little tasks that keep us from reaching that bigger goal. Oh my gosh, this is so horrible. So, okay, I'll give you an example. Like, I love movies, okay? I like good TV. Like, there's certain type of TV that I like. But in order to do that, I know that I cannot work in front of a TV, okay? Because if I work in front of a TV, honey, I'm going to be looking up more at the TV than I am at my computer. So you have to make sure, you know, whatever your weakness is, whatever you know your weakness is, it could be social media, it could be watching something, it can be talking on the phone, whatever your weakness is, honey, then you need to make sure that distraction, okay, that you are not diving into that distraction when you should be productive, you know, because it'll take away from you doing those little tasks, which are those little individual tasks that's going to lead up to you finishing that bigger goal and reaching that goal. So now let's get to the good stuff, okay? The good stuff is the four easy ways, right? The four easy ways to avoid distraction. So what are the four easy ways to avoid distraction? The first one, and this is to all my addicted to the device head people. This is to all my addicted to social media people. This is to all of y'all, okay? Or addicted to text messaging, whatever it is. Turn off or mute your notifications. Now, it don't have to be all day long, but this needs to be during your productive time, during the time where you're working. Okay, turn off or mute all those notifications, because I did not say put them on vibrate. Because even when it vibrates next thing, you're going to look, okay? You're going to be looking at your phone. So be sure Okay, be sure that needs to be the first thing. Turn off or mute your notifications where they're not, even if they're on do not disturb. I don't know how your phone is, but there should be a setting on do not disturb, and then you can have it where no notifications come through on your phone. Like either you cannot hear it, or you cannot hear it or hear them or see them. So do whatever is best for you, but definitely in touch and sound. Touch would be the vibration. Sound would be the ding, ping, ping, ping. Because even if it's nonsense, you're going to look. And it's going to break your focus off of what you're trying to do. The second easy way to avoid distraction is put your phone or your computer, and I already said this, on do not disturb. Okay, so while I said turn your notifications off or mute them, and then I kind of meshed them together, but your second one, honey, your second one is put your phone and computer on do not disturb. So if you have a computer like mine, anytime somebody tries to contact me on FaceTime or something, and I'm in the middle of something, it will come through if my computer is not on do not disturb. You know, I do the, like I said earlier, I do the same with my phone. I put my phone on do not disturb because when I'm working, I'm working. You know what I mean? And then I make sure, and I'm not going to jump ahead because see, I was just about to jump ahead to my next point. So I'm not going to jump ahead. Just put your phone and your computer on do not disturb. Then that way nothing is coming through that's going to distract your eyeballs or your ears. Okay. So the third easy way to avoid distraction is avoid watching TV while working. Like I said, my thing is TV. If your thing is, you know, well, if you're doing the first two, you're not going to get the distractions on your phone and your computer, you know. And don't even go to Facebook or Instagram or YouTube or wherever you like to look at stuff. Don't even go over there talking about, well, I just got to post something real quick, honey. If you do not have the discipline to post and get off, then save your posting for the end of your productivity day. So, because before you know it, a post will have turned into 2 to 3 to 4 hours of scroll. Okay, and y'all know who I'm talking. You know if that's you. Yeah, am I talking to you? You know if that's you. No judgment, though. No judgment. I get it. But look, I'm trying to help y'all out. I'm trying to help you out. Okay, so the next one, the fourth one, is set times, and this is a really good one. So because what I'm telling you in 1, 2, and 3, you're thinking that you can't be on your device at all and have your enjoy time. That's not what I'm saying. So the number four is going to help you with all three. Okay, so number four is set times during the day to respond to emails, text messages, calls, DMs. Set times during the day for you to do that. Now, I recommend, like I said, that if you are addicted to social media, if you are addicted to text messaging, if you are addicted to talking on the phone, and you, I'm pretty sure you know that you do, addiction, that means that you do it for hours at a time, okay? If you are addicted to that and it's not for purposes or work purposes or things that's going to help increase the value of your life, then I would say save that time for the end of the day and you can respond to everybody then. Now, if you have like family that's out or children that's in school, of course you need to check throughout the day. So you're going to have to learn that discipline. You're going to have to find that time, check, make sure there's nothing there. Oh, and you know what I found out on my phone, I'm going to tell you this too. Now I have an Android, so I'm sure you all with Apple devices can do this as well. But there is something on your phone under your do not disturb that where you can allow certain contacts to be able to call through. Okay, I do that. Like if it was my daughter's school, that when they call, even if it's on do not disturb, it will ring. And that's good because you don't want to miss any type of emergencies. So if you are a parent and you have kids where when they're calling, you know, if something is happening and they're at school, then you make sure that school can get through your do not disturb. Or you make sure your children can get through that do not disturb. I thought that was so cool. But honey, I think only one person has that. Everybody else got to wait until I take that time of the day to check my emails and my calls and my texts and all that stuff. Okay, so I hope that helped you. But I am going to leave you with this. This is an awesome quote. The author is unknown because so many people posted, I couldn't find the originator. But I thought this quote was very relevant to this conversation. Okay. So here's the quote. If you don't separate yourself from your distractions will separate you from your goals and the life you want. Isn't that good? I think that is so good. Okay, so don't allow your distractions to separate you from your goals and reaching those goals and the life that you want and desire and from fulfilling your purpose in life. Instead, make sure you do that 1, 2, 3, and 4 easy steps, honey, because those are easy things to do. Make sure you do that. And guess what? Practice makes perfect. Although we know we can't be perfect, perfectionists, but practice makes perfect, okay? It makes us to become masters of something. So make sure you're doing this on a regular basis, because once you build that habit, then it'll become second nature. And before you know it, you would have broke that addiction and have found yourself more productive daily and seeing the fruits of your labor and reaching those amazing goals, fulfilling the purpose that God has assigned to you. Okay, so let's do this. You got this. I'm encouraging you, and I know that you can do it. If you have any other ways that you avoid distractions, drop them in the comments, because I want to shout you out and I want to know. And then also, for those of you that are not sure, tell me which one of these 4 easy steps you're going to do, okay, that you're going to try this week. No, try it today. Okay? If it's nighttime, then try it tomorrow. Okay, if it's nighttime you listening or watching, try it tomorrow. But which one of these steps are you going to implement into your daily routine so that you are more productive and are ready to take life on in a good way? All right, guys. Again, thank you so much. Don't forget to subscribe, follow, like, and share. And I cannot wait till the next one. And I cannot wait to hear you in the comments. And I am so glad you joined me again. I'm Crystal Benford with the Affirming Power Podcast. And until next time, I'll see y'all then. Bye.